you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy. Certain point. If you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. And you can visit us here every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. You can catch us on your radio dial at 9:70 a.m. in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, as well as streaming live at true-church.org on the internet. And you can tune in every Sunday, 9:30 a.m. Central Time. We thank God because we are readying ourselves for a place of worship, and we are putting together a place of worship here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, actually in the Arlington, Texas area. In the next coming weeks, we will begin to have a Sunday service in the area, so make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you go online and get the information from our website at EX Ministries or true-church.org. We'll have that information up this week, and you'll be able to get the location and information to start 2010. Those of you that have been home and those of you that are waiting or looking for a place where God can have the freedom to move in the gifts and callings, and we won't have carnality in the pulpit and different things operating in carnality to lure the carnal believers and to please the flesh and these different things. But we really just want to offer you a good sound word and some good sound music. We will be moving into that very soon, so please stay tuned and keep your ear to the True Church Perspective for more information on that. 2010 is going to be different. If some of you weren't driving, I would say lift your hands up and say 2010 is going to be different. But if you're driving, don't do that. But I just believe that 2010 is going to be different. I believe that many of us who have had gifts and callings of God and different things that have been lying dormant and we haven't been using them for the kingdom of God because men have set themselves up in such a selfish position. And you know, people don't even go to church anymore, you know, for the elders to lay hands on the sick and the sick recovering. You know, when people get sick now, they just head to the drugstore. I mean, nobody's even thinking about prayer and praying for the sick. It's like those days are gone, and the days of altar call where, you know, the body of Christ can come up and be empowered and strengthened, and men of God can call forth gifts out of people and call forth ministry and lay hands on them and put gifts in them and just all of the spiritual workings of God, you know, that day is gone. I mean, it's hard to find that now. Now you have men that are just set up for attention and they want to get attention. They want to be known and they want to be known as everybody's pastor and they want to be famous. And y'all, we just are in a bad state right now because many pastors have just lost their first love. They've lost their zeal for God. But as we enter into the tribulation, as we enter into the end of all things, we know that God has us. And if you are in Christ, you have safety and security. So we're going to continue talking about these things. And I don't want to just talk about the bad side of this, but we definitely want to talk about the good things, because I want to really talk about where talent ends and your gift begins, because there are a lot of people that are very talented, and, you know, especially musicians and singers and different ones have gifts of God in them coupled with talent. In other words, the Holy Ghost is in them, the anointing of God is in them, and then they have a playing ability or a singing ability. Now, when those two things come together, it can make for a very powerful addition for a ministry or for a church. But understand that when that gift of God is operating through a person, we're talking about a person who have denied themselves and allowed the gift of God to come through. So we're not talking about a person that just has a talent and ability and they serve in Satan, or they're not living for God, or they're not holy unto God as far as denying themselves, but they're on a selfish plight to be lifted up, to be seen, known, and to get affirmation from the people. We're not talking about that person, but we're talking about somebody who has dedicated their lives to really pleasing God, and they have a talent within them. This makes for a very, very wonderful and powerful addition to the body of Christ and the kingdom of God, especially in a church situation. When you have a church and you have a musician that is able to play and sing and write songs and different things, if they are anointed, filled with the Holy Ghost power of God, then the gift of God that is in them can be coupled with the talent that they have, and it can make for a powerful tool for the ministry. Also a powerful warfare instrument. We're talking about someone that can chase away evil spirits. We're talking about someone that can confront the kingdom of darkness with Satan's ability to make music and produce sound. And if you understand sound, which I don't have time to get into, you'll understand sound after so many octaves turns into light. Light registers high enough to cause heat, to burn, to cut. This is where we get lasers and different things. When lights pass through jewels and they bounce through jewels, they can cause lasers, and these lasers can actually cut with surgical precision. Now, when we understand that, we understand the jewels that was in Lucifer's body. We understand when the light of God shined through these jewels, it produced heat and fire that could consume different things. And this is why the sacrifice that was given unto God, the burnt offering, was burnt with fire, and it brought forth a sweet smelling savor. This was symbolic of that. So when we understand that praises unto God, or when we reflect God, is where the real praise and worship is. And please don't get me wrong, we're not talking about singing songs and making music only, but true praise and worship is when we become light reflectors. When we reflect the light of God, we become powerful, we become potent, able to cut or burn and consume the works of the enemy. We can become a real weapon unto God with praise and worship unto God. But this is not praise and worship just in the congregation before service. We're not talking about that, but we're talking about a daily walk where you are a daily reflector and you're reflecting the light of God, and you are in a powerful position when you reflect the light of God. In other words, when we are like God, when we let that same mind that was in Christ Jesus be in us, when we let that same spirit that was in Christ Jesus dwell in us, then we become like that. And that's what we can't forget. We become a warfare instrument. We're able to cut through things, and we're able to move and change things, and we have a true weapon of praise and worship. But it's not just singing. So please understand what I'm saying. It is not just singing. It is not just a talent. It is not just music. Anyone can do that. Anyone can learn how to play. Some people are very skilled, and when they play, we get this feeling. And I talked about it for several weeks, how they make us feel, and oh, it just makes us feel so good. But that is not doing warfare on the kingdom. The devil knows how to do that. He knows how to play that music. But when you couple that talent or that ability with the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing that dwells in you, when an anointed person can play and sing, then they can create a true warfare instrument. And in the spirit realm, they can challenge principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. It becomes a great addition. Now listen to this, y'all. It does not replace the preached word of God. It does not replace the preacher, the teacher, the pastor, the evangelist, the prophet. It does not replace the fivefold leaders of God. That's why God never named music or the musician in the fivefold ministry, because it doesn't replace that, but it works as a great addition. addition to the kingdom, to the church. It works as a great addition to help ward off spirits and to fight in spiritual warfare. So when the music starts, it can act as the front line. And then here comes the word of God, and we can do true warfare and change people's lives for real. So it's not just making people feel good and then they go home and everything's the same. No, people can actually be changed, delivered, set free, have a new mind, a new heart, be renewed. So when they go home to those same situations, they can handle them differently. Understand, people, nothing will change unless you change. And that is the word for the day. Please hear me. You can go to church and sing and do all those things, get fired up, and the preacher can tell you your blessing, your season, miracle is coming, it's coming, it's coming, and then go home to the same junk. If you don't make any changes, nothing is going to change. Proverbs 8 and 16 says, a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. So let's talk about this for a moment so we can get a deeper understanding where talent ends and gifts begin. We've discussed in depth the difference between talent and gifts. There is a definite difference between talent and gifts and the anointing of God and talents of men and abilities. So we've talked about that. We've discussed that, and I hope you've come to an understanding of that over the last few weeks. So we're going to just move on from there. But the Bible is telling us that a gift will make room for a person and bring them before great men. Now understand, because talent and ability is of this realm, that is your ability of this realm. So you may have a talent to build. You may be a builder. Well, you have to go to school and get degreed, or some people don't get degreed. They just know how to build, and their work is so good, people spread it around, pass it around and different things. And you can get a platform. You can start selling your ability. You can create a company. And when you create a company, you have to do all the tax information and incorporation and different things. And you have to go about creating a venue or creating opportunities for your talent to sustain your income and for you to have a successful business. You have to, you know, advertise, let people know where you are. There is nothing wrong with those things in the earthly realm. Understand, there is nothing wrong. I consider that occupying until the Lord comes. But when it comes to the gift of God, you don't have to do anything. When God puts a powerful gift in you, all you have to do is operate in that gift. We notice, even when we look at the apostles and we look at the prophets of God, God would bring them before great men because of the gift that he had placed in them. It just dumbfounds me sometimes how when we're able to preach and we feel like we have a word, we go get the phone book and start calling churches. I got a word for you. You need to let the prophet come. I got a word for you. And we start kind of trying to make room for ourselves, but we don't understand when it is a true gift of God in this time, there's little you have to do. Now, sometimes, don't get me wrong, sometimes God may tell you, hey, go tell this person this or go tell somebody that. That's understandable. God may tell you that. But as far as just trying to get out there and put yourself on blast and put yourself out there, everybody don't need to be out there. Y'all, YouTube has wonderful uses. I guess it could entertain you for hours, but some of them preachers on YouTube don't need fame. They don't need folks to see them. You see them up there, they standing with two folks, they got three in the audience, but then they get on YouTube and say something dumb and have 100,000 people watch it. That is a dirty shame. Some of these folks need to be preaching under a rock because they don't have anything for the body. It's just confusion and foolishness. So it's sad that that is happening, but understand, you don't have to promote yourself if God is in it. If God is giving you a gift, if there's something powerful, you may have a prophetic gift. You may have an anointed gift to heal or, you know, to preach, or a gift of knowledge and wisdom. Whatever that is, God will make room for you and bring it before men. Your gift that he puts in you, he will cause it to be utilized if you stay humble unto him and depend on him to do it. Now understand, you can't go out here and do it yourself, but you have to depend on God to do it. So there are those that don't know where talent ends and their gift begins. They're trying to balance work and they're trying to balance their ability to, you know, work a job and know when, hey, does my gift operate on this job and should I do this? And this is where the true relationship of God comes forth. You must have a relationship with God to even understand where where your talent ends and your gift begin. And you really need to place your gift under good leadership and mentorship. Now, this is something that is very important. There are things that God will never tell you. There are things you will never hear. You can't pick up the Bible and read it. You won't hear it in prayer, and you won't hear it in fasting. You won't hear it like that, because God's going to give it to another person to give to you. Why? Because God wants to keep his system of checks and balances in order. So there are certain things that God was telling me to do, and I'd go do it. But then there were times when God was totally silent, and I was like, God, what are you saying? I couldn't find what I needed in the scripture for that particular thing. I could find scriptures of examples, but there were some times when I was faced with something that I needed an answer that pertained to right now, and I couldn't find it. All I could find in the word was wait, and I would wait. But then God would send that prophet, send that apostle, send that person, or that person that was, you know, that I had in my life in an accountability situation. They would come to me and, hey man, you know, because we have a relationship and I've been praying for you, God told me to tell you A, B, and C. And this is how God works, his system of checks and balances, to keep us needing men so we would need each other. Now, you know, there are folks that say, you don't need no man, all you need is the Holy Ghost. Well, that's a very dangerous person, that all they need is the Holy Ghost and they don't need people. When they don't need people, you better run from them, because that means they're going to be so spiritually minded until they're no earthly good, because we need people to balance us out. This is why I believe a place of worship, a church that is manifesting the gifts of God and the true power of God is in operation. I believe that is necessary. Sometimes it's hard to find one. Sometimes you may go a season without one, but I believe it's very necessary, because we need a system of checks and balances so we don't go crazy with the gifts that we feel God has given us, or the dreams or the visions or those different things. They need to be under a pastor and led by a pastor, I believe. Now, you may have your own opinion of that, but I believe that. I believe that we need each other. And I believe there are certain things God is going to keep from us and give to other people to give to us, just to keep his system intact. Now, I don't believe in Catholicism and that one great man on the top and he's over everybody. You got the super apostle and nobody's higher than him, and that one person with the covenant God seat and all the other preachers trying to get his seat and everybody running trying to get that seat. Now, I don't believe in any of that. I believe all that's Catholicism, and that's the system of men. Now, that may be somebody else's flavor, but that is not G. Craig's flavor. But, you know, I'm a part of a council of brothers that I'm accountable to. We have a council. So that ministries and different ones come under the council, and we act as a committee, and we kind of, you know, work that way with accountability for ministers. But I believe the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, the preacher, I believe we're all equal. I believe the hand, all the fingers are equal. There'll be certain circumstances that require one to step up, but they're all equal. And that's what I believe. Now, you believe what you want to believe and you follow what you want to follow. But I believe when there's a super apostle at the top and nobody's over him, all the devil got to do is make him a sissy. And once he's a homosexual or something foul, the whole thing is foul from the flow up, and it messes up everything. And then you begin to see the effects of sin and perversion filter down through all the other channels. That's too easy for the devil. But we need an accountability system and a committee. That's the way the apostles were governed. That's the way the disciples of Jesus formulated their system. And that's the system I believe in. There wasn't no chief person, but they were all equal among each other. But if a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men, then that means that you must tap into the gift of God if you want to be pleasing unto God. See, God is not going to allow you to come before men representing him if you are not a true representative of him. Now, a lot of times, you know, folks have taken this scripture and twisted it and messed it up. You know, your gift going to make room for you. They're looking at it like a monetary gift. Yep, yo, raise that dollar, raise that $100. It's going to make room for you and bring you before great men. See, I'm great, so bring that dollar before me. I mean, you can watch these channels sometimes, these telethons and different things. They make every scripture. I was watching one guy that does that. Money cometh to me now foolishness. I saw him on TV the other day, and he was up preaching, and he told the congregation, and I looked at my wife, I could not believe he said this, but he told the congregation, don't come telling me about abundant life if it ain't no money with it. If it ain't no money. He said, I don't even want to hear Jesus coming and telling me nothing about abundant life if he ain't going to talk to me about some money. He said that about the Lord. I was like, Lord, that building gonna catch on fire and burn down. Somebody better get up and run out of there. But folks don't care anymore. Everything is about money now. Everything is about getting rich. Everything is about your season, your harvest, and nothing. There's nothing. The body is being depleted from the gifts of God. Can you remember the last time you had a headache and went to church and the prophet or the pastor called the people up and said, I'm gonna pray for those that are sick, took the oil, laid his hands on you and said, headache, be gone in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit that's trying to keep you from worshiping and praising God. And then the headache leave. Remember those days? Remember those times? Remember that stuff back when it used to be like that? This is what I'm saying. We have gotten so focused on money, and we have made all the gifts that the scripture is talking about financial gifts, because we have such a need for money. But the need for money comes from us raising our standards of living too high and not being content with what we have. So the devil is using that to take us to a prosperity type church where everybody's trying to prosper. Everybody in the audience selling Amway and passing out cards and all of this kind of stuff, trying to make money. And we have totally forgotten the true gifts of God that will bring you before great men. So you don't have to worry about your finances. God is going to take care of your finances. Now, please don't get me wrong. You have to work a job. Please don't quit your job and say, I'm going to let my gift make room for me. It's going to make room for you right in the soup line. Y'all back up and make some room for me. You better work a job. God wants us to work jobs and to take care of our business. This is what God desires, but he's saying here in Proverbs that a man's gift will make room for him. So the gift that he puts in you, when you are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, that anointed gift that he's given you, it will bring you before great men. And in the Bible days, it was wonderful because the government would respect the gifts of God, because the government, they would honor and respect the prophets of God. They knew a lot of times, and even when they begin to question or come against the prophets, the Bible tells us that they would fall dead or be eaten by worms or something weird would happen to them when they would try to come against the prophets of God. So they were, many of them were afraid of God. God's prophets. They were afraid to mess with God's people because they knew that Jehovah God was the greatest God. And a lot of them, even though they tried to challenge him, they would always end up knowing who the greatest God was. But now, oh, it's not like that anymore. Now the preachers are getting up defending our Luciferian leaders in this nation and defending and walking with them hand in hand, and prophets and preachers of God standing with him totally against God. And there's no respect for the church anymore. No respect for these preachers because they bootleg. They're a sellout. They walk with the man that is not for the things of God. We are supposed to stand against sin and be respected by the world. The world's supposed to look at us and say, you know what? I ain't messing with that Jehovah God because these folks got some power. There's some power in that Jehovah. So I'm going to make sure that I don't cross them. But now the church is following behind the world, and we're following behind pop culture. We're following behind the things of the enemy. So it's our talents and abilities now that's bringing us before great men, and these great men are considering us comrades on the same side or with us. And that is the shame, y'all, and that is the difference, because when it's a God-given gift, the world is fearful of messing with you. The world is fearful of putting their hands on it. When it's true God-given anointing and power, they don't want to challenge it. They don't want to mess with it. But when it's just straight up talent and ability, you got the ability to preach good and everybody like to hear you. You got the ability to sing and everybody wants to hear you. And now these gospel artists and preachers, different ones, are following the government. They are comrades with the government. They don't have any influence. They are standing with these people without influence, and it's causing our country and the kingdom of God to have a dark shadow cast against it. People aren't taking the church serious anymore. Why? Because the gifts of God lives are not in operation. See, understand something, and I said this last week, and I'll keep saying it. God's gifts always point to him. God's gifts always point back to him. So when somebody is operating in the true gift of God, when it's a prophet, pastor, teacher, preacher, evangelist, when they are preaching and teaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ, it brings conviction upon the heart of the wicked. The wicked either has to flee or they change. It doesn't give them a middle ground and lukewarm place to stand. They can't stand in the middle of that. When it's the true anointed power of God, they're going to get mad and leave, or they're going to stand there and get convicted and they're going to change. But God never wanted us to form alliances with the wicked where we stand with them and they're standing for sin. They're standing for death and murder of unborn children. They're standing for same-sex debauchery and homosexual relations and different things. They're standing for these corrupt things, and God forbid that the church and the so-called men of God are standing with them. That is an abomination unto God, and it has silenced the witness of the church. And so the true gifts of God are being denied and talent is being uplifted. Understand something, people, and I'm gonna bring this to a close. God wants for us to operate in his gifts with power. But see, you got to take this all the way back to formula and understand we're talking about men that are insecure. We're talking about men that need affirmation, need to be affirmed, and the platform affirms them. The stage affirms them. The microphone affirms them. People yelling and calling their names and clapping and shouting on demand, that affirms them and gives them security. So they're using the church, they're using the platform to shine, to show who they are, to let people know how great they are and wonderful they are. And the gifts of God won't operate through them, so they have to use talent. And then once they're lifted up to a platform that the world has created, understand, please hear this, when they're lifted up to the stage and platform that the world celebrates on, that the celebrities celebrate on, when they're lifted up to that status, the world has no respect or honor for any gift operating in them, but the world recognizes their talent, and men follow their talent, and they do no good for the kingdom of God. This is where we are, people of God, but I got news for you. God is raising up a standard. He's raising up men that are not after their own agenda, but they're after the agenda of God. He's raising up a new group of people that will give honor and praise to him and will offer their talents up to him as a gift, not to the world, not to please the world, not to get the money from the world, not to look good in front of the world, but to stand up and raise a standard for the kingdom so the world will know the difference between what is sacred and what is profane. This day has come, people of God, and I believe it with everything that is in me, that before Jesus Christ cracks the sky within these next coming years, before he returns, there's going to be a people, there's going to be a place, there's going to be a group, there's going to be a remnant. There are going to be those that will stand for God and deny themselves in this last hour. And where their talent ends, their gift, God-given gift, will begin, and it will operate to the good of the kingdom of God. Let me pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this message. And God, I thank you, God, for what you said in this broadcast. And I thank you, Lord, that you are soon to return and that you are straightening these things out before your return. You're going to bring us back to you, God. You're going to put us in that place where we need to be so we can receive you, so we won't be taken by a lie. We won't be taken by foolishness, but you're enlightening your people. You're waking and stirring up gifts inside of people. God, you are calling your people back. You're calling back Israel, the true Jews, those Jews that are of you, that were grafted in, that believe that you are the Messiah. You're calling us back home, which is to call us back to yourself. You're calling our gifts back. You're calling everything. God, there are many that have given up, that are lying dormant in their homes. God, you're calling them back. And I pray right now, Father God, that you will wake up and stir up those gifts in your people, Father, so we can stand in this last hour. Men can be set free and delivered, and we can stand before the world, God, and we can show the world that we are for you. Every ounce, every inch of us is for you. There's no compromise, no shadow of turning, but we are for you, God. We're not for abortion. We're not not for same-sex marriage, and we won't stand with anybody that's standing with it, but we are for you, God. Every ounce of our being is dedicated unto you, and those, God, will stand in this last hour, those that will do it your way. I pray right now, God, that you're bringing us together, and I give you glory and honor for it in this last hour, in Jesus' name. We'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.